Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to continue with something I started, I've done two sessions, but I've been out between times, called the End Series. And it's talking, what I'm talking about is being in Christ. All the realities of the Word of God are ours because of who we are in Christ. We become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. The story is told by a pastor in Glasgow, Scotland, but this happened years ago. She was in one of the ladies in the church, was in very dire financial conditions, and so behind in the rent and everything. And so the pastor took up an offering for this poor lady. And then he went to her home to give her the money, and he knocked on the door, and he knocked on the door, and he knocked on the door, and there was no answer, so finally he went away. The next day he saw her at the market, and he said, "Hello, I stopped by your house yesterday. I was disappointed that there was no answer." The woman's eyes widened as she said, "Oh, was that you? I thought it was the landlord, and I was afraid to open the door." You know, God's riches have been made available to all of us, but some people shrink back from finding out what God eagerly wants to put in your hands. He had an offering for her, but she didn't come to the door, so she didn't get the offering. So many times with God, we shrink back instead of pushing in. See, when we know what belongs to us as children of God, then we know how to appropriate those things for our lives. You know, the Apostle Paul stated in Ephesians 1:3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ." There's that "in Christ" again. If you remember, I told you that there's about 340, I think it was, is something like that, in Christ, in Him. All of those through Him, all of those scriptures that deal with in Christ. Now, Dad said on page 3 in Knowing What Belongs to Us, the church must realize that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings there are, and there aren't any more. All means all. Yes. Are y'all there? Y'all gone home already? You see, again here, he says, every spiritual blessing includes everything God did for the body of Christ in Jesus through His redemptive work on the cross. Everything God did in Christ belongs to the church, the body of Christ. And everything God did for us was intended to bless us and enable us to carry out His plan on the earth. You know, if we ever come to realize that we have already been given all these things. But the enemy is trying to stop us from receiving what belongs to us by telling us all kinds of different things. So how do you get what God has already said belongs to you in Christ? You get that by renewing your mind with the Word of God. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." You will know, remember, if you were here, that when we started this on In Him series, that we used the scripture that we become a new creature in Christ Jesus, right? And now, when we become born again, we become a new person in Christ Jesus. But here it's telling us that we have to do something about renewing the mind with the Word of God so that we know what the Word of God says. How many understand what I'm saying to you? You see, lack of knowledge is the number one reason that people do not receive what the Bible says belongs to them. You cannot receive something that you have no knowledge of. Even though you may carry a Bible around, if you don't know what it says, you're still not going to receive it. You know, I think I've used this story before, but there was a lady that lived in a shack during the days of the great English preacher Charles Spurgeon. And if you have ever read any of Charles Spurgeon's sermons, he was a fantastic sermon writer and presenter. And there's still books today that are published with Charles Spurgeon sermons in them. And I've got several at the house myself. This little lady, she lived in during his time there. And he went to visit her one day in her little rundown shack. And he saw a framed certificate on the wall. And he asked her about it. And she said, well, the man I worked for, worked on as a maid from his estate. When he died, he gave me this piece of paper. And it has been so precious to me that I just hung it on the wall. Now, Spurgeon read what the woman couldn't read it, but he could read what it said. And this man had left her that estate. Now, here she was living in poverty. She had it. It belonged to her. But she didn't know what it was, so therefore it had done her no good. So he convinced her to let him take this paper down. Oh, she was very reluctant. He had to really, really talk to her to convince her so he could take it to the proper authorities and get this put into her name and get her out of the shack and over into a wonderful place. You see, she had it, but she didn't know it belonged to her. You see, we need to realize that we need to renew our mind so that we will know what belongs to us according to the Word of God. You know, God has already decided what belongs to us. It's up to you to find out. Because in 2 Corinthians 1, excuse me, 2 Corinthians 1, 18 through 20. 2 Corinthians 1, 18 through 20. I know I went a little faster a while ago. I should have let y'all turn there, but I'll slow down. All right, sometimes I get to going too fast. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. All right. But as God is faithful, our word to you was not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus, and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him was yes. For all of the promises of God in him, that's in Christ Jesus, are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Now the Message Bible says that whatever God has promised gets the stamp with yes of Jesus on it. The New International says, for no matter how many promises that God has made, they are yes in Christ. You see, if I'm in Christ, then God's answer to me is already yes because he said it right here. I'm not talking about any other thing. I'm talking about what God said right here. It's already yes. You know, we have the school and the ministry and everything over there. We got about 200 employees. But Miss Lynette is the financial officer. And you have to send in a request. I guess it's called a get your initial on it, a requisition, yeah, to buy something. And if it don't have that LH on it, you're not gonna get it. Patrick, have you ever had to send any of those in? But you see, it has to have that. I sign work orders and vehicle request orders and so forth and so on. And if it doesn't have that KWH on there, it's not, I don't care what anybody else said, they're not getting it because it's not approved. You see, that's what God is trying to tell us. He has already approved that these blessings belong to us. You see, T.L. Osborne said this, All that God created for his children in the beginning is now restored to you through Jesus Christ. Remember, God created Adam, and then Adam messed up, right? And got kicked out of the garden. But now God, he's bringing it back to us through Jesus Christ. You see, what God has promised in his word now, not after a while, now belongs to us. You know, so you know, and it's great, you know, to sing when we all get to heaven and heaven, I should say. We say heaven down there where I come from. Anyway, and, or we can sing some of these songs about tomorrow something's going to happen. But no, it's now. We got it now. We don't have to wait for our inheritance till we get to heaven. We have it here. Now, thank God there's going to be more of it there. You know, there's a story that goes that a wealthy man called his faithful assistant into his office and said, I have put your name in my will. You will get $10,000 when I die. As it may be some time before you can get this legacy, I want to make you happy by paying you each year the legal interest on that amount of money. So here is a check for $600 as a starter. Now, the clerk, you know, he was doubly thankful that the prospect of getting the inheritance, but the good news was he was receiving money in advance. The good news for us is that we have an inheritance in Christ and after we leave this world, but right now we have an interest on it through the Word of God, through all of these things that are ours because of who we are in Christ. You know, have you ever got something through the mail? Or maybe you got a credit card, you know? And so there's a little strip on that credit card that says that this credit card will be of no value to you until you call this number. Is that right? Anybody ever seen that on a card? How many of you have seen that? Well, I got a few of you that have seen that on the card. So, you see, the Bible is written to us. I mean, you're pre-approved for that card. But you have to call to get it activated so it can work for you. All of the promises of God we've been pre-approved for, but we have to call on God and ask him for them. How many understand what I'm saying to you? All we got to do is call on God. It's already pre-approved. Even before you ask him, it's already pre-approved right here. You see, we need to take possession of what belongs to us in Christ. Now, in Christ, the way to take possession of what belongs to you is found in Romans 10, 8 through 10. Romans 10, 8 through 10. I want to read it to you. I'm reading out of the New King James. Romans 8 through 10. I'll let you find it. Most of you can quote this, actually. It's something that we talk about all the time. But what does it say? The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we preach. This is Paul talking. That if we confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, we all know that. We quote that on people getting born again, getting saved. But I want to look at this. I want to look at several things here. First of all, verse 8 says that we have what we need to possess what belongs to us. We have the word in our heart and in our mouth. That is the word of faith. Then verse 9 tells us that its salvation is obtained by believing in our heart and confessing with our mouth. Verse 10 tells us believing with our heart and speaking out our mouth is the way we receive that salvation. Now, that Greek word salvation there is an all-inclusive term referring to everything that God has said belonged to us through the redemptive work of Christ on Calvary. That means that whatever we believe and say with our mouth, we can receive. It goes back to Mark 11:23. If you believe in your heart and say with your mouth, what's going to be moved? Anybody know what that scripture says? What gets moved if you believe in your heart and say with your mouth? The mountain. Can you, you might as well turn there and read it because you act like you didn't know what that scripture says. That scripture says that if you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things which he saith will come to pass, he will have whatever he says. That's what the scripture says. That's exactly what is right here. We have faith in our heart. That's what we believe. So we speak. That's the way we're saved. That's the way we receive everything that God has promised. That's the way we receive it. We believe it and we speak it. That's the way we get it. Yes, I want you to notice the word comes in, believing, comes into our heart, and then comes out of our mouth. The word in, the word out. It's the word in and the word out. You see, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. So you get the word in, then you speak the word out. Now, how do you possess what belongs to you? You possess it by believing and speaking. And this is something you need to do every day. You know, do any of you have that little book in him? Oh, yeah. Oh, well, all those scriptures already there. You need to get that, and you need to every day say, you don't have to go through the whole list, but say some of the list of who you are in Christ. Well, the first thing you need to say is, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. That sets you up right there. That lets the devil know that you know who you are. And I talked about that last time. Do you know who you are? You know, remember I told, give the little illustration of my daughter, about 5 years old, running down the hall toward mine and my dad's offices, and somebody wanted to stop her and say, little girl, you can't be running in here. You can't do that. And she wheeled around and said, do you know who I am? In other words, my name is Hagen. I can run down this hall if I want to, because the two people that's sitting in that office at the other end of this place, they're the one that runs this place. She was telling them she had a right to do that. You know what? We need to do the same thing when the devil comes in telling us certain things. We need to say, hey, Mr. Devil, do you know who we are, who I am? I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. And then you can go on, and I'm going to go through several things here. You can tell him, according to Ephesians 1:6, I am accepted. According to Ephesians 1:3, I have all spiritual blessing. According to Ephesians 1:4, I'm chosen by God. According to Colossians 1:13, I'm delivered from Satan's kingdom. According to 1 Corinthians 1:5, I am enriched in everything. According to according to Colossians 1:14, I've been forgiven through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you can't bring any condemnation on me. I've been forgiven. You can go on down to Romans 3:24. I have the grace of God through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:24, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Ephesians 1:11, I have an inheritance through Christ. 1 Corinthians 6:17, I am joined unto the God. 1 Peter 1:5, I am kept by the power of God. John 3:16, I am loved unconditionally by the Lord. Mark 11:23, I have mountain moving faith. I just talked to you about that. 2 Corinthians 5:17, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. 1 John 5:4, I am an overcomer by faith. Psalms 91:1, I am protected by the Lord. Colossians 1:12, I'm qualified to be an heir of God. See, I already talked about being qualified there, pre-qualified. Psalms 91, I am protected by the Lord. It's Colossians 1:12. I'm qualified. Psalm 91, I'm protected. I got ahead of myself. Galatians 3:13, I'm redeemed. There's a little book out there called Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Poverty, sickness, and death. That doesn't mean natural death. That's second death. That's spiritual death, what it's talking about. Hebrews 7:5, I am saved. 2 Corinthians 2:14, I always triumph in Christ Jesus. Romans 6:5, I'm united together with Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57, I am victorious in Christ. Revelations 1:5, I am washed in the blood of the Lamb. 2 Peter 1:4, I am exalted with God. Matthew 11:29, I am yoked up with Jesus. Titus 2:14, I am zealous for good works. Get the word in and then the word out, and you'll find out that you're on the fast track for a major change in your life, because you begin to know who you are in Christ, what you can have in Christ, what belongs to you in Christ. See, we need to find out from the word of God what belongs to us in Christ. When we do, it will put us into a brand new way of living. The most important thing that Christians can get a hold of is to know who they are in Christ. I used to talk to my dad. Some of you know who he was, Kenneth E. Hagin, one of, as far as I'm concerned, one of the greatest ministers that ever lived in the 20th century. That's the last, you know, star he come. He lived into the 2000 to 2003. He came into this world in 1918 and lived to 2003. But he was one of the greatest ministers on faith that we had in that back in that era. And he used to say, we'd talk about him. I'd sit in his office and talk about him. He said, if people would only realize who they are in Christ, what they have in Christ, their authority that they have in Christ, they would not go through all the difficulties that they go through. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to get over to. To me, one of the greatest, once you've become born again, one of the greatest things you can do is to find out who you are in Christ, because everything else comes because of who you are in Christ. I love teaching this. In fact, I'm right in the middle. Now, I only did, for the church, I only did 4 sessions. I teach it in the school. I got 16 lessons that I teach. And in fact, I'm teaching it this term. But I got about 16 different lessons I teach. As you can tell, I get excited when I start talking about this, because I know what it will do if you can get a hold of it and grab a hold of it like a dog does a bone. You give a dog a bone, that dog clumps on that bone, you can pick him up off the ground and he still holds on to that bone. Anybody ever done that with a dog? I've done it with my dog before, you know, just playing around with him. He's not going to turn loose that bone. That's his bone, and he ain't going to turn loose that. That's what we need to get a hold of, the word of God, like a dog does that bone, and don't turn loose. Don't, hey, Mr. Devil, you can't defeat me because of what the word of God says. I'm always victorious in Christ Jesus. How many of you believe that? Anybody get anything out of this tonight? Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Glory to God. If there's anybody here that needs to rededicate their life to God or get saved, we'd be willing to pray with you. Or anybody need healing, just stand up and come down here right now. Hallelujah. Well, Father, I thank you tonight for the word. May each of us get a hold of the fact of who we are in Christ. And may we begin to take the word of God and make our life change because of who we are in Christ. I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Well, praise God. God bless you. Hey, next week, same time, same place, be right here, okay? Bring somebody with you next time, all right? Maybe we'll have a few more. I trust you enjoyed the service tonight. I'm going to be back there at the door. She's going to be at one door. We'll shake hands with you guys. Thanks for being here. And, hey, remember, on the 13th, there's going to be a special deal over at the main campus in Broken Arrow, but you're going to get to see it right there on that on that screen right there, so you'll get to see it, so you won't miss anything. All right? God bless you. We love you. We'll see you next week.